broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry show here every night until 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And a very pleasant good evening to you. We have Larry Grover who will be first up with us to talk about the Arnold Schwarzenegger and you know, whether or not this guy is... got a prenup? Is he going to be paying this woman, this nanny? Is he still Arnold Schwarzenegger? Other than all of the stupid jokes that have been coming out about Governator, where are some of these people coming from? What do you think? You think Schwarzenegger has a future? I mean, he can make movies. There's no question about that. He can just be just a rank and file run of the mill Hollywood douchebag. There's not a problem with that. This is not going to hurt him there. But whatever it was, he thought he was going to do as a public servant. It's over. And maybe he knows that. We'll also be talking later on in the program with Stephen Bozell on this Judgment Day, supposedly tomorrow, the apocalypse, which asked me if I'm worried about that. You know, however, Mr. Bozell will be on the line with us to discuss that. But first up, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger of California, the story says he paid $65,000 toward a mistress's house. The embattled former California governor reportedly made a $65,000 down payment on a house for his ex-housekeeper, Mildred Patty Baena, and nearly 1 year before he admitted to fathering her child. Schwarzenegger made two separate gift payments, one for $5,000 in 2010 and another $60,000 from his own personal bank account. Nice to have that kind of bread laying around. The down payment covered nearly a quarter of the total purchase price. Property records show that the four-bedroom home in Bakersfield was purchased in June 2010. We're going to get on the line here, Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County, big-time supporters of the governor down through the years, and now taking a look at what's happened to Governor Schwarzenegger and like I said, the possibility that he doesn't have a political career. Does that alarm you at all, Larry?
Well, I think we have to take a step back and look at what's happened to Governor Schwarzenegger. I don't think that we should rush to judgment on this. I think that he has been, he's been dogged by the press. This is a situation that's come about that obviously involves family time, and he's talked about trying to get together with his family. But I don't think that there's been enough concern for the governor in this respect. He is the governor of the state of California. He is a man that leads the state of California. He's also a man that I think still does have some prospects as on the political scene. But the situation as it presents itself is that right now people think that there's a moral problem with him. I don't think it's a moral problem at all. I think it is. It could be seen as a natural outgrowth of 25 years married to Maria Shriver. Certain sort of social expectations that come with being married to her, as well as the reality of a Maria Shriver. Any man, especially with a woman who has a propensity for a very, she's very thin,
well, she keeps herself in good shape.
She is a lovely girl, but it becomes something for a man like Schwarzenegger, who is in the bodybuilding world for a long time. He's used to, for the most part, a woman that is going to present an opportunity. And I don't mean that in any bad sense, Phil.
What are you talking about here? I mean, are we talking about his political career?
Well, the first thing I want to do is make your audience aware of the fact that I don't think what he did necessarily marks him as a man to be looked down upon. I think he should be, to the extent that one would do this, pitied.
Pitied? Why?
Well, again, I go back to the Maria Shriver. If you're married to that woman, any woman, for 25 years, but particularly a woman that is very keen on staying a certain weight, and you have a woman come into the home who's taking care of your children, and she is certainly a different body type, I don't think, and I say this as gingerly as I can, I don't think you say no to that. I think what you do is...
You don't think you say no to that. Now, you're not sounding like the chairman of Conservatives of Kern County here anymore. You're sounding, you know...
No, Phil.
No, you're sounding a little bit like just one of the guys at the bar just talking, you know.
No, I don't. What I'm trying to do is find a way for people to understand what Governor Schwarzenegger did, because I think this is a really... really good, solid man. I think he's a good leader. I think he's a man the country can use. I think he was up against an unbelievable task in the state of California. I think, to coin a phrase, it was a Herculean task that one would, I suppose, expect of a man who is built a little bit like Hercules, or how we imagine Hercules to be put together. But it was nonetheless a very difficult task. I think the governor gave it his best, and I think. I think Arnold Schwarzenegger has learned, and he's learning, and he's coming home at night to Maria and the children, and I'm sure he loves, but you are a man who is expected to work miracles, and you're looking for something at the end of the day, something that you can lose yourself in, and I'm trying to be as... trying to put it the right way.
You're basically painting a portrait here, Larry. You're building the case to excuse this man's infidelity.
I'm not excusing his infidelity from the standpoint of his wife. What I'm trying to do is talk to the potential voter. That's my business is politics.
And you're building a case for the potential voter, then, saying that Arnold Schwarzenegger is, and we've heard this discussion before. We've heard this excuse before. For the heavyweights in life, for the big guys in life, for the people that are under a lot of pressure in life, they have a difference. There's a different set of standards they should be judged by. They get to cheat. The rest of us don't.
No, that's not it at all. That's not it at all.
Well, what is it about his situation then? If that's not it, then what are you saying? Because that's what I'm hearing you say.
It is a combination of a very high-pressure job, but coming home every night to Maria Shriver, who is a slender young lady and a woman who I dare say some people might consider to be a classic beauty, a model.
Well, I think she did model at one time.
I did not know that. I know she is from a family of very lovely people, and she's a lovely girl. But I think with the type of body that she had, very, very slender, Schwarzenegger's a bodybuilder. Now you get into your life a nanny who is Hispanic. You saw the pictures of her. And I think that's the other thing. I think more, particularly male voters, but even female voters, need to see the pictures of this woman. And I think once you do, a lot of questions are answered.
And what do you mean? If I look at those pictures and I say, oh, wow, now I understand.
Well, again, I use the phrase, and I perhaps I shouldn't have, but I use the phrase, how do you say no to that? And
how do you say no to that if you're married to Maria Shriver, or how do you say no to that? Because I don't think that woman is all that attractive.
If you're married for 25 years, and let me put it another way, Phil.
I'll give our phone number out here before you do, Larry, okay?
All right.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL. I guess I'm getting ready for the weekend when our number changes. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Arnold Schwarzenegger married 25 years to Maria Shriver, and suddenly he sees this new nanny. And Larry Grover with us here from Conservatives of Kern County. How do you say no to that? In other words, Maria Shriver is a skinny girl, and here comes a buxom Hispanic woman.
I think that there is... something to be said, yeah.
All right, well, I, and it doesn't matter to you if I say to you personally, I would not, I think Maria Shriver's a more attractive woman.
Well, you haven't been married to her for 25 years, and this is the point that I'm trying to make. You've got a lot of people in your audience tonight who've been married for 25 years, and they come home to a beautiful, they may think she's the most beautiful woman in the world, and the most handsome man, and the most wonderful, loving man in the world, but you come home to the same thing. And it could be a nanny, it could be a maid, it could be a piano teacher for one of the kids. how do you, if it comes into your life or her, with a body type that is completely the opposite of what you have been, what you've had to lay down next to.
All right, I get what you're saying. This is quite uncomfortable for me, and I'll tell you why. Because you're more about the man's taste and physique than you are about the man.
No, I'm not.
Well, that's what it sounds like. You're more about the man's taste and a woman's body than you are about the man.
No, I'm not, Phil. I'm saying you have to understand, after 25 years of marriage to the same woman who is very, very thin and governor of California, which was a series of problems that I don't think anybody could even imagine tackling, and then into his life comes the nanny. She's got a different physical makeup. She's big. I don't mean big, you know, in any negative sense, but she's a big woman, and he, I would say, and I mean this, he obviously saw the door swing open, and he took advantage of that. And I don't think many men are different. And again, when you look at what you've been married to for 25 years.
Well, you know, this is how, when you look at what you've been married to for 25 years, is if guys are constantly in a meat market and we're constantly perusing the pork chops, you know.
Well, I don't mean that. I'm just saying, from the standpoint of how a man works and is under pressure and the same type of body.
This is all about body, isn't it?
It is about, he loves Maria. I don't think he loves the maid. I think he has used the maid, and I think the maid came out of it with a...
You mean she's a nanny, right?
Excuse me, a nanny. She came out of it with a house. She came out of it with a house. But if you're coming home, again, I have to say, if you're coming home, you're Arnold Schwarzenegger, to the same sort of thin-looking woman, and here comes a new nanny that is big, has got a... Is big, you know.
I understand what you're saying. Are you saying voluptuous?
Yes, voluptuous.
Are you saying Rubenesque? Are you saying sexy?
I'm saying even more than that, because as a bodybuilder, he's used to some big women. And I don't mean big in muscle. I mean they got a lot of the areas that you would want to be big.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, the number on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, with Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. Governor Schwarzenegger, a report today says he paid $65,000 toward a mistress's home. This is Arnold Schwarzenegger of California. And certainly states other states have had problems with their governors. I'm thinking of Mark Sanford in South Carolina. There's a few that are slipping my mind. That his situation was quite bizarre. This one with Arnold Schwarzenegger, Larry Grover feels, after 25 years of being married to a very thin woman like Maria Shriver, the thing is, I don't get what he's saying is, I don't hear anything being commented on in terms of his taste in women as a companion. He's just saying that Maria Shriver was thin, and along came this big, buxom Hispanic nanny, and he says, in Larry's words, you can't say no to that. 877-876-7445. We'll be back with more here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Coming up next hour, it is Stephen Bozell of Corona, California. We talk about the supposed rapture that people have been talking about, you know, the end of the world. Rapture is a Christian term. I don't know what that has to do. I guess that's what it is, because this guy is, I believe he's a Christian minister. We're going to talk about that. And if you can tell from the sound of my voice, I'm not too worried about it. You're right. anyway, we don't. By the way, I forgot our affiliate spotlight tonight, bud.
Yeah, it's Cincinnati.
Yeah, WQRT in Cincinnati and WPLZ in Chattanooga, two great stations on our network. We are very, very appreciative of you, of your patronage. Larry,
yeah.
I the one area that you and I haven't covered here is the morality of this. This is an immoral thing. It is a it is an unfaithful. It is infidelity. And why do we not? Why don't we talk about that?
Well, I think, Phil. Again, you and I have had our disagreements on this. I believe in morality. I believe in the. And I'll go right out and say it. I am a believer in religious values and in the Christian values you just spoke of. And that's why I am saying that Governor Schwarzenegger was the. He was the victim, if you will, Phil, of a very human. Need to get when you look at that, and it comes into the house, and
it may be that you're talking about temptation.
Yes, I'm talking about temptation. I'm talking about, if you will, the devil.
But that is also something that we have control over, and we can talk all we want about Arnold Schwarzenegger and the women and the his wife for 25 years, and she was skinny, and here comes you can't say no to that. But the fact of the matter remains, yes, you can.
I think, Phil, there are times when no, you can't, and that's what I'm saying. No, you can't say no to it. There are few times and few opportunities in life. Arnold Schwarzenegger may be a different case because he was a movie star. But for the rest of us, how often are you going to get a chance like that? And are you going to say no to it?
And a chance like what?
If you're married to a woman like Maria Shriver, who is a real thin, and you have a nanny come into the home that looks like what you looked at before the show, right? Because you saw the pictures.
Yes, I did. And I'll tell you again, she's not that attractive.
I'm talking about the average man. You going to say no to that? I don't think you are. And why I say that is because a man will risk committing a viciously filthy sin knowing that God forgives.
So he will walk right into the trap of that sin, if you will, feeling he'll be forgiven.
I believe that is the case, and I will say this just so you know I'm not a hypocrite. That would be my decision.
You would cheat on your wife.
I don't call it that. I call it, this train's never going to come through the station again, is what I call it.
877-876-7445, the Phil Hendry Show here on with Larry Grover. Let's take a phone call. We have Vicki on the Phil Hendry Show here. Vicki, go ahead.
So I am just sitting in my car. I had to pull over. I am flabbergasted at this guy. So he is supposed to be representing conservative voters, and he's trying to say that he wants us to look at this and not think badly of Arnold. But he keeps saying, "Oh, it was okay for him to cheat because if you got in front of a woman like this, you would do it too." And he said that. He said, "Are you going to say no? Are you going to say no?" He said that like 3 or 4 times, and thinking, "What an idiot this guy is! I wouldn't want him speaking on my behalf for any reason." He says Arnold's a victim.
Yes, go ahead. Yes, he is. I really feel that, Vicki, that Governor Schwarzenegger, who I can tell you admire him, and I do too. And this is unfortunate for everyone concerned, including. But how often in life does a man get a chance? And I might be.
He's not listening to himself. He sounds so ridiculous.
Are you listening to yourself, Larry?
I most certainly am listening to myself, and I'm saying if something like that walks into your house...
I told you already.
I'm not talking about you. You're if you want to call it a celebrity, I mean the average man.
The average man would look at that woman and say, wow, big deal. I don't know what he would think.
Yeah, exactly. You don't know what he would think. And Arnold Schwarzenegger saw his... Yes, ma'am?
It's just ridiculous. And he kept saying, well, if you were married 25 years to Maria Shriver, who's a pretty woman, she's lovely, however, she's too skinny, and if a normal woman with a little more meat on her bones came around, well, first of all, they were married 25 years, the child is 13, so he had an affair when, they were 12 years into their marriage. So whether or not it continued or not, the wrong thing for this person, this Larry person to do, if he's trying to keep votes for Arnold or keep Arnold in the positive public eye, is to come out here and talk. He needs to be quiet. I'm a conservative Republican voter, And yes, I tell you what, I don't want this guy anywhere around anybody I'm trying to get into office anywhere.
Mary, ma'am, this is Larry Grover, and I appreciate your opinion. I seriously do. But I think we got to get out in front of this. I don't think hiding is going to help. And I think if you sell it to the voter, such as yourself, or, you know,
Larry,
you are not
the representative to be selling this, because you need to take a step back and listen to the recorded playback. You sound ludicrous.
You sound absolutely ridiculous.
My 17-year-old son is sitting in the car with me going, Mom, this guy's an idiot.
All right, we'll be back. The Phil Hendry Show.
Hendry.
Why did you cut her off?
WETANZ.com. WETANZ.com.
Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome. Stephen Bozell of Corona, California, a frequent contributor, talking about the so-called rapture, and I believe I misspoke when I said apocalypse. Those are two different events, and we'll talk about that next hour. With me this hour is Larry Grover with Conservatives of Kern County on Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and the problems that he is facing by his own behavior, Larry, with the nanny, an affair, an infidelity, a child is born. This is terribly devastating to a family.
There's no question about it, Phil, and I'm not trying to say anything other than I think the governor can be rehabilitated from the standpoint of even it, if it is immoral. And you made this point.
Well, that was my the point that I wanted to get to was the absolute betrayal of a family.
I think that's rough. I was going to say, yes, I believe it was bad, and let's just say it was bad. You want to keep beating into the ground a lot of things that...
I'm not beating anything into the ground. It was bad. And you are saying it was bad, but how are you going to say no to that? And that you're talking about is a woman.
Of course, her name is Ms. Baena. She is. And again, I won't ask you, because you're already got your mind made up to go against anything I'm saying.
No, I'm not going against anything. You say to me, how do I say no to that? I say very easily.
Well, the average man, I think, would, and Arnold Schwarzenegger being married to a real thin woman. And
all right, you've said that over and over. She's too skinny.
Well, yes, but a man who's married to a really skinny woman for 25 years is not going to say no to something that comes into the house. You know, that's got to... How can I say what I want to say without making it sound dirty? I'm saying...
That she's got large breasts, that she is a voluptuous woman, that she is a Latina hot tamale, I don't know. You know, but...
Please have a little respect, Phil.
Oh, have a little respect. You're the one that has been talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger not being able to say no to it. Our number is 877-876-7445. Let's go to Torrance, California. Here is Catherine. Hi, Catherine. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello.
Yes.
First of all, I want to say that your guest there is absolutely reprehensible. Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria, they got married in church. He made promises to her that he would love, honor, and cherish her. For him to turn around and get his housekeeper or nanny pregnant at the same time that he got Maria pregnant, if you don't think that that's a moral issue, then your guest needs to have his moral compass checked. I find it very hard. The hypocrites who complained about John Edwards when he got someone pregnant and had a child. Oh, it was absolutely horrible, absolutely horrible. And now they're saying, oh, Arnold, what a man,
what a
man.
That was worse. That was worse, what John Edwards did. John Edwards.
How is it worse? He lied to his wife. He lied to his wife for 14 years, and by hiding it, he was lying to California, too. And you must not live in California, because he left this state worse off than when he got elected to California. This state is worse off. And I'm sorry, but he is a total sleaze. He is a complete sleaze. He completely. He completely.
All right, hold on for a minute.
You know what? If
Catherine,
I was Maria Shriver,
you got to hold on,
Catherine.
You have to hold on.
Name and get an
yeah, she just wants to filibuster. You just want a filibuster, don't you, ma'am?
I would.
You just don't like his politics. That's why you're saying what you're saying. If it was John Edwards,
you know
it's not a problem. John Edwards cheated on a woman who had cancer.
How does this have anything to do with politics? This
because
is
you're
his,
giving John Edwards
this
a pass.
This is the morality of this man. If you do, if you're saying as a conservative that you are so religious, but the promises that you take in front of a priest in a church before God,
priest.
If they don't mean anything, then you are not religious. Then you you have a moral compass problem.
Yeah,
you
sure
have
this
a problem.
To you. This must have happened to you because.
Well, why are you saying that?
Because she's taking it personal, aren't you?
It did happen to you.
No, she's not saying that at all. Now,
I want to find out why does she think it's okay for John Edwards to cheat on a woman who has cancer, but
Schwarzenegger,
Schwarzenegger, who couldn't say no to something. Catherine, you're not a man. That's the problem we're having. You're not a man.
He's not a man because he can't say no.
Something walks in looking like that?
He's being led around by his penis. That's all he is, right? So that must be all he is. If that's all he answers...
Well, for some women, that's enough.
That's all he is,
oh,
and
boy.
He's not a man. How's that? You know what? Every time someone comes up with a valid argument against what you are saying, all you can do is call people names. Well, I'm sorry. That is not acceptable.
I didn't call you a name. I said to Arnold Schwarzenegger, how do you say no to that?
How do you turn it on?
And then I said, how come John Edwards gets a pass?
Okay,
his wife had cancer.
All right, we've got the John Edwards thing out of control. Okay?
Oh, are you going to go into all of the sex scandals that the Republicans have?
I don't think it's funny. She didn't say it was funny. Well, I heard her laugh.
Humiliated Maria Shriver.
No, he didn't humiliate her.
That
she should have expected it. She knew it was coming.
That woman
she knew it was
living
coming.
In her
what?
House. For 14 years, having had Arnold's child when she was married to him, you don't
she
think...
She should have known when she left that into
saying,
the house.
And her saying, oh, I left on good terms. Well, guess what? She ain't on good terms anymore. Because I'm sorry, she lied to her employer. I mean, I'm sorry, but to live
how did she lie to the employer? All she did was she had sex with the man. That's not lying to him. The other one... She's working as the nanny and as and forgive me she's I don't want you to call it a slut to the husband
and who do you think she had more
she had more loyal to the other employer, which was the
and,
sex
right.
job.
And, where was Arnold's loyalty to Maria? Where is...
I think he loves her, and to this day, because I know Arnold, he loves her.
How can you say that someone lying
she knows
and
that she is
on a
skinny,
partner is loyalty.
And when that came in, it came
where
in,
is,
and he
you
said,
know what?
Okay,
are
I got to get
married?
Some of that.
Are you, Larry, are you married? And have you, how long have you been married to? And I, you know what? I would probably say to
your wife, how long have I been married to?
She better get herself checked too, because if this is your moral compass, then your wife had better get herself checked for diseases
too. No, my wife is perfectly fine with it. My wife understands. Like all real women, she understands.
I don't care.
She's not. But she is okay.
With
me cheating with a woman like that that's big.
So, okay? You're saying that you're cheating on your wife.
What are you talking about?
Your wife is absolutely fine about that.
No, she's not. She's only fine if it's with something that looks like that. That's what I was trying to say.
Are you kidding
me? You're trying to say
me?
What?
Did you even hear yourself talking? Do you even hear what
you're saying? Excuse me, you asked me a question, I gave you an answer.
I'm sorry.
My wife.
Do you even hear yourself?
Well,
you
take
are,
it easy. It sounds like you need a paper bag.
Your morality is, zero.
Ma'am, I'm simply telling you that my wife understands. I don't think she likes it, but she understands if something like that came through the door.
Will you stop talking about that woman, about something like that, and you can't say no to that? That's a woman.
You know, and I'll tell you something. That woman also has a morality problem. Because she came into that household. That was a married couple. She turned around. Maybe,
a married
who
couple
knows
or a married
what
couple? What are you saying? A Mary has an M-A-R-R-Y?
No, married.
M-A-R-R-I-E-D. Married.
No, you said they're all merry and jolly.
They had a
they
commitment
were jolly.
To each other. Yes.
All right.
I don't know who made the
I'm telling you now that my wife is fine. She's not fine, but she understands if someone
she got into
the, big,
the middle
the
of a
like
marriage. And she has a morality
right.
problem, too.
No
maybe
question
her,
about it, Catherine.
Maybe her, what she wanted
right.
was what she got in the end.
Thank
fine.
You very much,
she got,
ma'am.
She,
thank
she
you
got
for
a,
the call.
She 877. Got a house out of it. She got a kid
exactly.
out of it.
You'll never stop her. You'll never stop her.
Forever from...
She
Arnold
does. That's
the
no question.
Well, Arnold
Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, right. I think Maria Shriver and Arnold will be back
Thank
together
you.
Again, and she'll say to
Bill
him,
Henry?
You know what, Arnold,
you
I understand.
What?
And when something like that comes to the back door, how can you say no? And I think that's a question that you need to say. And
all right, fine. We got the point. And I think that what you are not doing successfully here is you're not explaining the moral point that I talked about at the beginning. Is this moral? Okay, 877-876-7445, Larry Grover and Phil Henry here, as we discuss Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver, and of course this nanny that he had the affair with, and again the fidelity issue, the loyalty issue. You know, I had lunch today with my dear stepdaughter Catherine, who is now a freshman in college. And we were eating lunch, and she said to me, my generation is going to be so conservative when it comes to marriage because we saw you guys, and she's talking about me and you, Larry, and all of us baby boomers. She said, we saw you guys, and we saw how just not in touch you people are with marriage. And
and you put up with that? I would have slapped her face. And
she's not a 19-year-old woman. I'm not going to slap her in the face, and I happen to agree with her.
You agree with that?
Yes, and especially listening to you, yes, I do. I do agree, and I hope they do go out and make something better of marriage than our generation has. And I think this is one of the reasons why guys like me support gay marriage, because they can't do worse.
You support gay marriage, and yet you call yourself a conservative. This is, to me, these are the real moral problems that we have. And
these are the real moral problems we have, not Arnold Schwarzenegger saying, I can't say no to that.
When she's walking in with a basket of laundry, the thing that I said...
When she's walking in with a basket of what?
Laundry.
When she's walking in with a basket of laundry, I can't say no to that.
Yes, and if you were a man who got out a little more among the real people, you'd understand what I was talking about.
All right, we're going to take a break so I can calm down. Our number, 877-876-7445, 877-876-Phil. Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County, as we discuss with him the Arnold Schwarzenegger infidelity there with his nanny, as well as the state of affairs in his family. And, of course, importantly as well, not more importantly or most importantly, but at least important to Larry, the political future of Governor Schwarzenegger. 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Call the Patriot Hotline. Dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World famous Phil Henry Show here with Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. As we continue to talk with Larry in the last segment here about Arnold Schwarzenegger, the affair with the housekeeper, the absolute devastation to his family, the end of his political career. I mean, Larry, you're talking about this like, oh, well, you know, we can pull this fat out of the fire. It's all good. And let's just step back from it. And you know, the governor will be back on his feet. How do you say no to that? I mean, you're using a lot of terms here, and you, again, ignore what the American people will think if the governor decides to get back into the political arena in terms of the moral issue, okay? And we're not talking Hollywood now.
No, I know we're not talking Hollywood, and I know we are talking about the morality. I've tried to address the fact that a man of Arnold Schwarzenegger's standing, not just as governor of California, but already as a very famous man before he came into the possession of the office of governor, that Governor Schwarzenegger is still a man, and only he is a man who is going to make the same decisions any man makes, but it'll be of a higher caliber. So when Schwarzenegger makes the decision that, okay, I'm going for it, it's 12, 13 years into our marriage, and that is something that doesn't come along every day.
Are you talking about this nanny?
Yes, I'm talking about the nanny. You're talking about her like she's something frightening. I think you're just saying that.
And well, what do you think? Do you think she's Angelina Jolie?
No, I don't think she's Angelina Jolie. I think in the eyes of a lot of men, after 25 years with a real thin woman like Maria Shriver, she may be Anna Nicole Smith. And so the governor made a judgment call, and frankly, Phil, if it reflects on the kind of decisions he would make as a governor, which would be, all right, do I stick with the, you know, what I've had, or do I go for it with, you know, some of this prime, meat or, real estate.
And all right, let me take a phone call. 877-876-7445 here on the Phil Henry Show. Carol, hi, Carol, in Niagara Falls, New York. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, Larry, the answer to your question, how do I say no to that?
Right.
You grow some integrity. And you think about what you're doing, and you quit listening to your, how old was Arnold when he did this? Was he 18 years old? Was he 16? No, he's a grown man.
No, he was 25 years into a marriage. He was 25 years in it.
He was 12 years into his marriage, and he was no spring chicken, okay?
It beats a man down, is what I'm saying.
What does?
Year in and year out, it'll beat a man down.
Beat a man down.
Yes.
He needs to grow. What is it? What do you want to do? Do you want men? You're trying to make excuses for men to cheat on their wives. Do you want them?
No.
Do you want men to become closet polygamists or what? Here.
I don't want men to do anything. I'm saying that if you want to talk about women, I think you need to understand that after 12 years of just having that hammering you into the ground. And
what are you talking about, marriage?
It's some marriages, yes.
What about 12 years of her living with him? Was she getting sick of him yet? Is it all right for her to go out and, you know, go for something a little not as muscular?
They had children.
All right, 877-876-7445. Let's go to Kathy. Kathy, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Larry Grover.
Hi, is that Larry Grover, like, still from Sesame Street or something that doesn't know what he's saying? I can't believe it.
Well, at least I'm not in Akron, Ohio.
Actually, I'm from Cleveland, Ohio, and I'm very, very proud of it. Where are you from?
You're in Akron.
No, I'm not, really.
Yes, you are, yeah.
All right, we've got that settled, okay?
Let me just say what I'd like to say.
Yeah.
First of all...
Go ahead, Cleveland.
First of all, I really don't care
I don't like what? Women laughing at me. I don't like women laughing at me. I just...
Okay.
You got issues. You've severe ones.
I got issues. I got issues. What is that? I got issues. You said issues.
Okay.
Oh, my Lord.
You know,
Let me continue, okay? Can I continue?
Go ahead, Kathy.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Tell us what your issue is.
Issue. I-S-S-U-E. Go get your ears cleaned. You're probably too busy looking at TNA all the time. Good Lord. What I was going to say was I really don't care what politicians do in their sex lives. I don't. It's none of our business. But I have an issue with Larry's saying and how he is perceiving women and marriage and relationships.
Uh-huh.
How long have you been married, Larry?
I would say the following thing.
How long have you been married?
12 years.
12 years?
I'm not married.
Oh, that's why you're being such a pig about it, right?
All right, I tell you what.
You don't even know what
I've been married. If you'll tell me how much you weigh, okay? Ready?
Set,
tell the truth. How much do you weigh, and I'll tell you how many years I've been married. One,
I weigh
162
pounds. That's what I weigh.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
What it means.
All right. Thank you, Kathy, for your perspective. The world famous Phil Henry Show, Larry. I appreciate you being with us.
Well, that woman's got some nerve. 160.
I thought that's something you can't say no to.
Phil Henry.
I forgot.